Brad and John behind the prison walls. Let's go.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around.
We've learned a lot about what goes on behind bars during this series of broadcasts.
This is our Peabody Award-winning feature where we try to educate you on what goes on behind these walls so you, when it comes time to make that decision, do I want to be a criminal or do I want to just be a good guy?
Call it scared straight if you want.
That's what this is. All right, so here's the news, and it's all about phone calls. And in New York City, prison phone calls, jail phone calls in New York City, the headline, New York City jail inmates can now make free phone calls. Now, I know you're going to say, well, what does that do for me? I'm not in New York. Well, I'll tell you the rules in Washington. Should you find yourself in a facility in Washington and, what kind of phone calls you need to make. But now, you get that first one for free. But apparently, after that, in New York, you got to
cost you favors.
Well, you have to pay to make phone call.
Okay.
But now the rules have changed. All inmates being held in New York City jails will no longer have to pay a fee to make a phone call. The mayor said waiving the fee for the city's more than 8,000 inmates. Those are just in the jails. Will keep them better connected to family and friends. Inmates make more than 25,000 calls from the city's jails each day.
We get a couple every once in a while.
So you have 8,000 inmates, 25,000 calls each day. That's three of them. So everybody's making three calls a day. They were previously charged 50 cents for the first minute of a call and 5 cents for each additional minute. Now who pays?
That's a full day's wage.
Who pays for
full hours' wage?
Who pays for phone service like that anymore? The fees brought in around $5.5 million in revenue. I mean, isn't it just pretty much a flat fee now on your phone bill that you just get? You make unlimited phone calls now.
Can't I get on the friends and cellmates plan?
Yeah. So anyway, they're just going to make that all free now. Apparently the mayor says we don't really need that money and they need to stay in contact with their family and friends.
Well,
but maybe their family and friends don't want to hear from them when they're behind bars.
Well, and no matter who you call, I'm sure they monitor all those phone calls and everything. They're listening. And so
do you think they do it in jails and prison? They probably do. You think they do it in jails? They're probably recorded if they have to go back to them.
Maybe. But, you probably don't want to take any chances, so you probably have to set up some kind of, like, code talk to get into some phone sex or something like that. Like, you start talking about chess or something like that, I'm going to move your bishop or something like that. And they're like, they don't understand what they're talking about.
Well, no, that's you're
getting all excited.
Yeah, you use your cell phone for that, that you have tucked away in the jail cell for the... If you're going to make those kind of calls, have that kind of conversation. Now, here are the rules in the state of Washington with regard to phone calls, courtesy of the State Department of Correction. All inmates in this state are assigned an inmate personal identification number. Inmates can only call phone numbers on their personal allowed number
list. You have to have a pre-approved list.
And you can have up to 25 phone numbers on your personal allowed number list. So you when you get thrown in,
how many of those 25 are actually going to answer?
You put together that list of 25. Now, how many people really have 25 people that you're going to,
just read a study the other day that said most people only have about 5 friends that they can really, maybe 8 that they can call.
Yeah, and then, like, out of all those people that you have, that you think you might have, how many of them do you want to know that you're calling from prison, Because they're going to know, I think, when you call, won't they know on the other end that this call is coming from prison?
Yeah.
I think they do. Inmates provide the facility with 25 phone numbers that you would like to call while you're incarcerated. Okay.
360-733-5476. What's that? The radio station.
Well, our phone number it's got to be on some list because we do get calls occasionally from the facilities. We're not allowed to, except when they call us collect. Now, here's what you can't have in the state of Washington. They're not going to allow three-way calling That's not, inmates are not allowed to have that. And then no call forwarding. That's not allowed either. Inmates may not use, in the state of Washington, the telephone system to continue or initiate criminal activity. That is also frowned upon.
Sure.
And not
that's where they're
yet.
Listening.
And then also this, I don't know why this is necessary, but they say international calls. Inmates can ask if international calling is allowed at their prison facility and then what procedures need to be allowed, but it doesn't sound
How long does it take to dial that number if it's international? 144-996.
You got to get your international code down and all that. So I think the most important thing that we've learned here
on down the side
is that have your list of 25 ready to go. I keep it in your wallet at all times. You never know when you're going to get thrown behind bars. That way you got it. Because in today's world, now 40 years ago, we knew other people's phone numbers. But nowadays, it's all in our phones now. So you need to write that list down. If you're the kind of person who might... You think to yourself, you know, I could see some prison time out of me at some point.
MyTrafficMan.net.
Busted
911.
If you're that kind of person, write down 25 and keep that in your wallet so you're ready to go. You can hand that over to the warden when you check into prison.